to avoid hell and reserve your place in heaven. Free will. God created us with free will. He could have made a bunch of robots who just walked around doing his bidding, but he created humans in his image, and he gave us free will. Now, had he just said, do what you please, we'd be living in eternal paradise. But no, he gave Adam and Eve one rule, one commandment, and that's found in Genesis 2, 15 through 17. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die. Then Satan came in the form of the serpent, who connived and coaxed Eve into eating the forbidden fruit. She then coaxed Adam into breaking God's one rule. They blew it. Moreover, they blew it for the rest of humankind. Fast forward a bit, and you have God angry and disgusted with everybody. And that's in Genesis 6, 5 through 8, and verse 11 through 13. The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. Sounds like today. So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them and put them on earth. It broke his heart. And the Lord said, I will wipe this human race I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, I will destroy every living thing, all the people, the large animals, the small animals that scurry along the ground, even the birds in the sky. I am sorry I ever made them. But Noah found favor with the Lord. Verse 11. Now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out along with the earth. So the flood wipes out everyone but Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives, eight people, and their descendants. Us still can't get it right. Even after giving us the Ten Commandments, we still can't obey 10 simple rules. The flesh is weak. That's the problem with us. We are tempted. We sin. God hates sin. As long as we are sinning, we cannot go to heaven. Sinners aren't allowed up there. Jesus told us in Revelation 21:8, but cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshipers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. That, my friends, is hell, and you don't want to go there. By the way, there's no such thing as purgatory either. That is a made-up scheme of the Catholic Church to extort money from unknowing parishioners. How to avoid hell and reserve your place in heaven. There is only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. John 3:16, Jesus told us, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. On your own, you are not good enough to get into heaven, no matter how many sacraments and good works you do on earth. Without the salvation of Jesus, our sinful nature, our flesh, will get us sent to hell. And God doesn't want that. He wants everyone to be saved. He wants to fill up heaven. Once you accept that fact, you must repent of your sins. Stop sinning. Then get baptized, where you show yourself and others that you are dying to your old sinful self and rising to a new life with Christ. You then receive the Holy Spirit, which gives eternal life and sanctifies you. The offensive truth. This is a quote from a study in the YouVersion free Bible app from Leadership Ministries Worldwide. Quote, people are often offended by Christ, and one of the particular offenses is the teaching that the Spirit of God gives life and that the flesh counts for nothing. But the truth is that flesh cannot give a person life. The flesh can neither profit nor count for a person. We are totally incapable of helping or saving ourselves. I'm going to read that again. We are totally incapable of helping or saving ourselves. People do not like to accept or think about the zero value of the flesh. They do everything they can to preserve its youth, attractiveness, and stamina. But before too long, the flesh proves unprofitable. It ages, deteriorates, and surrenders to the process of decay. Eventually, every person dies. The flesh surrenders to its own failure. Such a thought, despite its truthfulness, offends people. They love the world and the flesh, its pleasures and feelings. But the truth of the matter is, only the Spirit can give us abundant and eternal life. And how do we receive this life? By receiving the word of Christ. The words that Christ spoke are spirit and life. When a person receives the words of Christ into their hearts and lives, they begin to live. What sounds better to you? Living according to the flesh that ultimately deteriorates and dies and sends you to hell? Or living according to the Spirit, which ultimately leads to abundant and eternal life with Christ? So here's a question for you. Are you a halfway Christian? Are you walking around with a false sense of salvation? If you're not absolutely sure that when you die, you'll be instantly with Jesus in heaven, then you're heading to hell. There's no other choice, but the choice is yours. Jesus is coming back soon for his believers. He told us in John 14, 1 through 4, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going. And you know where he is. He's in heaven seated at the right hand of the Father. He's waiting for the right moment when God the Father says, that's it, go get them. Then the rapture will happen when he comes and calls up all his true born-again believers. No halfway Christians here and no Mary-worshipping Catholics either. You don't want to be left behind. Those who are left behind at the rapture will have a second chance to be born again, but they'll have to live through the Great Tribulation, and friends, that will not be pleasant. It's your choice. If you're not sure if you're saved or not, if you truly want to be born again and have the assurance of salvation, receive the Holy Spirit, and get a one-way, nonstop ticket to heaven and that you won't be left behind at the rapture, this is what you have to do. Invite Jesus into your heart. Jesus said, John 10, 9 through 11, yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. Through me, through Jesus. They will come and go freely, and I will find good pastures. The thief's purpose, that's Satan, is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for his sheep. So if you don't know what to say, how to pray, to invite Jesus into your heart, there's a prayer in the show notes, or you can click on over to my blog and click where it says how to invite Jesus into your heart. And I pray that you do that. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory.
Hi, and welcome to Seeking the Gospel Truth. I'm Giselle Aguiar, and my hope is to show you how to have a personal relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the salvation is through Christ alone by the free gift of God's grace. Friends, we are living in the last days, and Jesus is coming back soon. You need to be ready. And the only way to do that is to listen to the Word of God and invite Him into your heart. I pray that as you hear this message, it will encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. Seek the truth. Ask God to open your heart, eyes, and mind to understand what His Spirit is trying to tell you. The episode will begin after a short message. Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray that the Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, touched your heart to reveal the gospel truth, that our hope of salvation is through Jesus Christ alone. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to me via my website or social media. I encourage you to read the Bible daily and seek the truth for yourself. I recommend that you download 2 free Bible study apps, the YouVersion Bible app and Through the Word. Friends, we are living in strange, crazy times, the last days, the end times. But know that things aren't falling apart, they are falling into place. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20-22, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches." Jesus is knocking. It's up to you to open the door. Peter told us in 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed or perish, but wants everyone to repent. Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? Repent of your sins and invite Jesus into your heart right now. If you don't know what to say, there's a prayer in the show notes and on my blog." Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory."